Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Genesis 19, the verses 12 to 28. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here? Sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here because we are going to destroy this place." The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry to his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and of his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please, your servant has found favor in your eyes, and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me and I will die. Look, here is a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." He said to him, "Very well, I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the plain of all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land like smoke from a furnace. My theme for this reflection is God's judgment and the call to faithfulness. Genesis 19:12 to 28 recounts the well-known story of the destruction of the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. In this narrative, we witness the culmination of the wickedness and moral decay within these cities. The Lord had decided to bring judgment upon them, and Abraham had interceded with God on behalf of any righteous individuals within the cities. Angels were sent to rescue Abraham's nephew Lot and his family before the impending destruction. Lot, his wife, and two daughters were given specific instructions to flee without looking back. However, Lot's wife disobeyed and turned to gaze upon the city, resulting in her transformation into a pillar of salt. My dear friends, the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah is a poignant narrative, highlighting God's judgment on unrepentant sin. This pervasive wickedness in these cities had reached a point where divine intervention became necessary. Lot and his family's escape, as well as the dire consequence faced by Lot's wife, serves as a stark illustration of the consequences of disobedience and attachment to a sinful past. What can we learn from this text? The first thing is faithfulness and obedience. The story prompts us to reflect on our own faith journeys. Are there areas of disobedience or lingering attachments to our past that hinder our growth in faith? Like Lot's family, we are called to be obedient to God's instructions and to trust in His guidance even when it requires leaving behind the familiar. The second lesson is the destructive power of sin. The narrative reminds us of the destructive power of unrepentant sin. In our contemporary lives, we may encounter cultural norms or pressures that challenge our moral values. How can we remain steadfast in our faith and resist the influence of a culture that may be contrary to God's principles? Two questions for reflection. How does the story of Sodom and Gomorrah challenge us to examine our own lives and let go of any sinful attachments? 2. In what ways can we navigate the cultural influences around us and stay faithful to God's principles in our contemporary society? Gracious God, we thank you for the lessons found in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. As we reflect on the consequences of disobedience and the destructive power of sin, guide us on our faith journeys. Help us to be obedient to your word, trusting in your guidance, even when it requires leaving behind the familiar. Grant us the strength to resist the influences of a culture that may lead us away from your principles. May our lives be characterized by faithfulness and a commitment to your ways. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.